Muchas gracias, señor presidente de la delegación.
Thank you very much, President. The Cuban delegation supports the proposal made by the distinguished delegation of Russia in connection with the language that was proposed by the NAM and Cuba. Now I would make some small additional proposals for amendments in my national capacity. First, Article 1, Paragraph 1 bis. Specifically, the last sentence of 1 bis. We're concerned that this may send the wrong signal that non-compliance with Article 1 will undermine trust in the convention. But if other articles are not violated, then it will not have the same effect. So in order to avoid sending the wrong signal, the delegation of Cuba proposes that the last sentence of 1 bis will read it as follows in English.
Any non-compliance with provisions of Article 1 or of any other article could undermine confidence in the convention. Yendo ahora al artículo.
Now I turn to Article 3. We have a proposal for paragraph 10 ter. In this article, we propose to add, after the words mutual confidence, to add the following language.
Y voy a leerla en inglés.
I'll read it out in English.
And without undue restrictions or limitations to the economic and technological development of states parties. Voy a leer entonces cómo.
So I'll read out the last part of paragraph 10 ter.
Con la pro-
with the proposal that we are now making.
Cooperation envisaged under Article 10 is taking forward in mutual confidence and without undue restrictions and limitations to the economic and technological development of states parties, and that the convention as a whole is implemented in a balanced manner. Con relación al artículo.
Now on Article 4, paragraph 13, in B bis, 13 B bis, after states party to include
two. Por tanto, la.
So the first part will read out B bis, encourage states parties to consider to develop, and then we continue with the language that we have on the screen.
En el párrafo 14.
Paragraph 14, the last sentence. We propose to replace the word welcomes and have the word notes here. We're making this proposal because we do not know or do not have any all the information on the efforts being made and would like to avoid any value judgments here and be neutral here. So the beginning of the sentence will read
in this context the conference notes efforts y continuaría como,
and then we continue. And in this same paragraph at the end, we would suggest to add after the word implementing
and obligations under the convention. Es decir, la última.
So I'm referring to the very last part.
En inglés, which can assist states parties in implementing their rights and obligations under the convention. Esta propuesta, la razón es obvia.
And the reason is obvious. We have a convention that establishes not only obligations, but also establishes rights, and those have to be taken duly into account. On paragraph 14, quad. In the first sentence, we propose the following changes.
We're letting English.
I'll read it out in English. The first sentence.
The conference recalls relevant resolutions of the United Nations, relevant final documents of intergovernmental conferences and other instruments which reaffirm the importance of the equal participation of and full involvement of women in all efforts for the maintenance of promoting peace, security, international cooperation and sustainable development. Full stop. Así quedaría la primera.
So this will be the first part of the paragraph, and the reason is obvious. It's not only resolutions on the issue, but also other documents, especially the Beijing Platform of Action, the CEDAW Convention, and other instruments. And finally, President, paragraph 17, my delegation does not accept the new language suggested here. This paragraph is a result of very lengthy discussions during the previous review conference, and the new language undermines the balance that we achieved there. So we would like to stick to the language that was adopted during the previous review conference. And I conclude by saying, we suggest the deletion of paragraph 17 ter and replace it with the following language.
The conference recognizes that bio-risk management standards could play a complementary and supportive role in the implementation of the obligations of the convention, taking into account the relevant national circumstances. Le reitero, señor presidente.
I say once again that the language I just read out replaces the language that we see now in paragraph 17 there, and I apologize for taking so long. Thank you.